I said at the start of this podcast that the place of supply was important in determining where VAT is charged. Both before and after the 1st of January 2010, certain services have caused particular problems. These are the services which are deemed to be supplied in other member states, such as land-related services and performance-type services. As I said, there is going to be no change in the foreseeable future to land-related services, and until 2011, there will be no change to performance services. The problem is that the place of supply of these services is either where the land is located or where the performance is carried out. Local VAT has to be charged. So, for example, if the service relates to land in France, then French TVA has to be charged on the service. This could result in a UK business having multiple VAT registrations. There are simplification procedures whereby the customer will account for VAT using a process similar to the reverse charge. However, if you do perform these services in other member states, please look at the conditions in each member state very carefully. Some member states have adopted simplification and others haven't. Where a service is supplied in a member state which has not adopted simplification, there will be a requirement for the business to register for VAT in that particular member state and charge local VAT. As I said, this could give rise to one or more registrations in different member states. Where a business has adopted simplification, then the conditions need to be checked. The normal condition for simplification to work is that the customer must be registered for VAT in the country concerned. So therefore, if land-related supplies or performance-type supplies are made to private individuals not registered for VAT, then there is an onus on the supplier to register for VAT in that particular country. But where the customer is registered for VAT and can provide a VAT number to the supplier, then the supplier does not have to register or charge VAT. The supplier's invoice will be free of VAT with a note saying simplification procedures apply, and then the customer will account for VAT on the supplier's behalf.